It's a Saturday morning at CCO Land when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. It's a Saturday morning at CCO Land when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
4th of July.
Yes, to you and all the good folks at Haskell's and to all of our listeners as well. And what is on your agenda today?
Well, as we spoke last week, this week I'm going to talk about picnic wines. And the difference between barbecue wines and picnic wines is barbecue is a really must-do summer activity. Everybody loves it. But the style and flavor in a barbecue calls for different kind of wines because the food is so different than wines you prepare for a picnic. When you think about picnic food, most of the food is on the lighter side, cool. Maybe your favorite picnic foods are potato salad, cold fried chicken, cheese crackers, charcuterie, different sausages, fresh bread, ripe fruit. Well, what are the best picnic wines to go with that kind of light food? You know, this is perfect weather for a picnic. These last few days, a little breeze, no humidity to speak of, breeze enough to keep the bugs away. Just terrific. So if you're going to have a picnic, and we've established light foods, etc., what about the wines? Well, picnic fare is all about ease. So, again, you know, there's nothing wrong with screw cap wines. They're absolutely terrific. They've come of age, and so it's very convenient, particularly if you're out on a picnic. You don't have to lug along a corkscrew. But the wine doesn't have to come with screw caps. You know, cork wines are just as much fun. And sometimes it's not a bad idea for a picnic anyway, depending on how far you have to trek, is to take those freezer sleeves for white wines. You put them in the freezer and then you slip them on the bottle, and they keep the bottles very cold. Or if you're hauling along a cooler, it's always just as easy to put white wine in the cooler. Remember, white wine should be served fairly cold, 65 degrees, and even red wine at a picnic should be chilled a little bit, too. I mean, I said 65 degrees for white, 45 degrees for white wine, 65 degrees for red wine. So the wine should be chilled a little bit for your enjoyability. Then you think about the different grape types. I think one that comes to mind to me right away for a picnic is Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc varieties are all over the board. Everything from New Zealand-type Sauvignon Blancs, which have kind of a herbal quality to them, green pepper, if you will, crisp acidity, nice one, and to those softer Sauvignon Blancs that come from, say, the Napa Valley. All very desirable, very nice, and, of course, the most sophisticated, in my opinion, of all Sauvignon Blanc is a wine called Sancerre. It comes from the Loire Valley, and to me, it's a California Sauvignon Blanc with a Ph.D. degree. It's just more complex. It has a great deal of body, and it's just a luscious wine that goes perfectly with light foods. Another one not to overlook is Pinot Grigio from Italy. Lagonola is a Pinot Grigio from Italy that is really very, very nice. And also, if you want Chardonnay, maybe try a Macon or a white Beaujolais. They're a little softer. They don't have quite as much acidity. They have a lovely nose, and they're very pleasant and enjoyable. They go nicely with, say, a veggie tray, charcuterie, and fruit. Those white wines really are great. And, of course, if you want it really festive, you can always bring a sparkling wine. Now, again, for a picnic, you don't want to spend a fortune on champagne. There's wonderful sparkling wines from all over, everywhere. The Cavas from Spain are just absolutely terrific and very affordable. There's a whole bunch of very good Cavas, even under $10, that are very pleasant. And if you like Italian Prosecco with a little bit of bubble, Captiva Prosecco is a nice, inexpensive, and yet a delicious sparkling wine. And while we're at it, let's not overlook rosés. Rosés are really wonderful. And my favorite summertime coiffure is a rosé. There's some good ones out there. Of course, my all-time favorite is Tavel. It's the most complicated and complex of all of the rosés. It comes from a little area in the Rhone Valley, and that's all they produce is Tavel. But, however, that sometimes, in my opinion, has too high an alcohol content. It's usually about 14% or higher, and that's a little high for picnic wines. So, while Tavel might be my favorite rosé, it wouldn't be my favorite rosé to take on a picnic. Something like Bouchard's Pinot Noir rosé from France is absolutely delicious and very, very affordable. And a Côte de Rhône rosé is another wine not to be overlooked. You find the melon, strawberry in the nose, and really another special thing about rosés is rosés generally are fairly inexpensive. They really represent great, great values, in my opinion, and they're so adaptable. Rosés go with almost everything, and rosé offers kind of that nose of berries and that type of thing if you have a good one. We have our Maison Haskell's, which is made for us in France. Their rosé is absolutely delicious. Last night, we were with some friends on the deck, and we had that as an aperitif, and it was just wonderful. And not to mention the fact that it is very, very favorably priced, under $10. In fact, at the moment, for the holiday weekend, we have what we call the red, white, and rosé. It's three bottles of wine, a red, a white, and a rosé. They're all imported from France, and all three of them are only $22. So that's a little over $7 a bottle. You get a white, a rosé, and a bottle of red wine. The red, perfect picnic wine. It's light and easy, which leads me into what kind of red wines would you take on a picnic? Well, you want a light red wine with not a lot of alcohol in it, and it's easy, quaffable. So you don't want any Zinfandels that are 15, 16% alcohol. Those are great wines to have with barbecue ribs because that big, powerful Zinfandel cuts right through that hot and sweet barbecue sauces that go atop ribs or chicken or anything you happen to be barbecuing. But you want a lighter wine. I like myself Beaujolais. It's light, it's fruity, it's delicious. It allows for you to chill it very nicely. It's just a very, very adaptable wine. There also, let's not forget Merlot. Merlot is a wonderful wine that, of course, got a bad rep with that movie. Was it Sideways or something like that? I can't remember the name of the movie. But anyhow, Merlot is not to be overlooked. It's a really wonderful varietal. It's, again, softer than Cabernet Sauvignon. It's more accessible. It's lighter, a little fruitier. And Laforge Merlot from France is absolutely terrific. And let's not overlook Pinot Noirs, particularly some of the lighter ones from Oregon are absolutely delicious, or some from the Russian River Valley in California are also light, delicious, etc. But I think these are some of the best picnic wines. And you see, they're all red, white, rosé, whatever type you like, is generally acceptable as a picnic wine. And, you know, you don't have to fuss over an expensive bottle of wine for a picnic. The idea is to have something modestly priced that'll go very nicely with potato salad and cold chicken. And all of these wines that I've mentioned are really just perfect with that. Any charcutier that you have, those sausages, you know, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and now that's a kind of a nice sentiment because that makes a wonderful picnic. Just a bottle of wine, some sausage, some cheese, a little bit of crusty bread, And boy, that is living. And your picnic is bound to be a great success. And as I said, at this time of year, and with the weather as it is right now, it's just wonderful. Everybody might have a favorite spot to have a picnic. It can be under a big sprawling oak tree in the park, or it could be in your own backyard. Picnics are here to stay. They're a lot of fun. And believe me, if you have the right wine with your picnic lunch, it's going to enhance that picnic lunch. As a matter of fact, enhance the day you have it. They're really terrific. And while we're on that subject, Ted Farrell has picked six bottles of wine in his 6 for $60. You get six bottles for $60. And they are absolutely six extraordinarily well-chosen wines that are good for barbecue. Again, he concentrated on Sauvignon Blanc. Red Autumn with shrimp on the Barbie is a Sauvignon Blanc you won't want to miss, and it comes from the Napa Valley. Indigo Eye Sauvignon Blanc has got crisp acidity, would be perfect with any kind of shellfish you're cooking on the barbecue. And the Little Cote de Rhone d'Arville Massif would be perfect with roast chicken. And don't forget, a Little Cote de Rhone like that, you want it a little chilled. So be sure and not be embarrassed about showing it. And for the burger's best friend, in my opinion, is a wine called La Gondola Cabernet. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from, of all places, Italy. But it's easy to quaff and like, not high in alcohol like most Cabernet, just a soft, gentle wine that is absolutely a hamburger's best friend, La Gondola Cabernet. And then you might want to try Italian Zinfandel if you're having barbecue ribs. Italian Zinfandel is called Primitivo. That's the origin of the Zinfandel grape in California. And Massi Antigo makes a very good Primitivo. It's perfect. And if you want to have Zinfandel, Windstorm Zinfandel with ribs is an absolute must. So there you have it. Six wonderful wines in Ted Farrell's 6 for $60, and they're also a bargain, because just imagine all six bottles of wine for $60. That's right, only $10 a bottle, and you've got all the fixings for a barbecue. But again, you might want to think about a picnic on this upcoming holiday weekend, and whether you're going to a picnic or a barbecue, it's sure to be enhanced quite a bit if you add a little wine to the mixture, and especially if the wine is well chosen to go with whatever you're having.
Some more great ideas on a holiday weekend. Jack, of course, folks, get to Haskell's. You're going to get all the help you need putting it all together.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wines. And best of all, they're going to help you connect with a wine that will not break the bank. It'll be affordable, delicious, and very appropriate. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior right at the Excelsior dock. In Faribault, we're right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines up in Maple Grove. In Minneapolis, we have free parking both on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. We have a very educational website that lists everything, including our summer sale, which starts today. And by the way, don't forget, if you're looking for an unusual gift or an unusual getaway, Haskell's boat cruises on the St. Croix. The next one is the 16th of July, 2 weeks from today. There's still some seats available. It's a wonderful lunch, wine and beer tasting, and you're up and down that beautiful St. Croix River, one of the great natural assets in the community. Well, and don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Always remember that. Jack, thank you very much. Happy 4th, and let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. Thank you, and happy 4th to you.
Jack Farrell. Yes, indeed. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. In the Twin Cities now, 69 degrees. Get those lawn and garden questions ready next hour. For Teresa Rooney here on News Talk 830 WCCO.